There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When your manhood bends in a different direction, visit PDURO.com to find a urologist, because a bend in your erection might be Peyronie's disease, or PD. It's a condition that involves a buildup of scar tissue, also called plaque, but it's treatable. Xiaflex, collagenase clostridium histolyticum, is the only non-surgical FDA-approved injection for Peyronie's disease. Xiaflex is a prescription for adult men who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees at the start of treatment. Along with daily penile stretching and straightening exercises, Xiaflex has been proven to help gradually reduce the bend. Results will vary. Don't receive if the treatment area involves your urethra, the tooth that urine passes through, you're allergic to any collagenase, or the ingredients in Xiaflex. May cause serious side effects, including penile fracture or other serious injury during an erection, severe allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, and localized skin and soft tissue death, called necrosis, due to hematoma, which could require surgery. You may feel sudden back pain reactions after treatment. Seek help right away if you have any signs of injury. Do not have sex or any sexual activity during and for at least 4 weeks after each treatment cycle, which includes 2 injections, 1 to 3 days apart. Tell your doctor about all your medical conditions. If you have a bleeding condition, or take blood thinners, as risk of bleeding or bruising at the treatment site is increased. Ask your doctor about all possible side effects and for product information. Talk to a urologist about Xiaflex. Find a Xiaflex-trained urologist at PDURO.com or call 877-942-3539.
Knockoffs. Copycats. Imitators. They all share one thing in common. They always pale in comparison next to the true original. Just like the stylish and versatile Lexus RX. The crossover that paved the way for others. And it's still the best for one simple reason. Nothing else is as good as the original. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Strap yourself in.
Because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Enjoy this presentation of the Jimmy Mac Healing Show.
Hey everybody, good evening. It's Jimmy Mac coming to you live out of the Tampa Bay area of Florida. It's the Jimmy Mac Healing Show, and I'm your host, and I'm glad you're here tonight. We appreciate everybody calling in live and, of course, listening through the URL, through the magic of what my mother used to call pooters, the computer. I love it. Hard to believe tomorrow will be a week since her passing, and we miss her already, but we know she's in spirit. She lived to be the ripe old age of 91 years old, and she was an earth angel while she was here. I know she's even going to have a bigger presence in the heavens and certainly in our lives. My friend, of many, many years said to me, you'll be quoting her all the way until your deathbed and on your deathbed. And I thought that was so apropos and funny. We laughed together. So that was sweet. So many outpourings from folks. So that was really, that was very touching. Anyway, if you're just listening to us for the first time tonight or even on the replay, go to jimmymackhealing.com. Sign up for the weekly newsletter. It gives you the schedule, of course, of where we're going to be, what we're doing, what's coming up, all the things that are happening. It's all free. And the only thing in there is affirmations and audio and video, things to inspire you and help you and guide you with your life. Part of tonight of what we do, of course, is really giving back. We do healings and readings here every single week for an hour. I was on Charlotte Spicer's show today. At 3 o'clock, there'll be a replay on that as well. And there's just a bunch of shows coming up throughout the springtime that I'll be on. They're all free. So you can always call in, get a free reading, free healing. We're excited you're here. Got a lot of new stuff coming out, of course. Always, we're working on things. The next one, audio MP3 that I created, co-created with Spirit, really, is called Windfall. It's going to be pretty amazing. They're all one-liners about money and abundance and prosperity and pretty darn cool. So it's probably going to be about a half hour long, be out within the next 30 days or so. So look for that. We also have a Zoom call. The date escapes me, but it's sometime in February, and it's all about love and sex and relationships and romance and the opposite sex. So you want to sign up for that as well. Again, look for the newsletter, jimmymackhealing.com. Sign up for that, and you'll get all the invites, all this stuff. And we're here to help you in any way we can. Excited about tonight's co-host and guest also. Known him quite a long time now, and he always brings it and has a high level of enthusiasm and excitement, and I know he's going to get me through tonight. It comes in waves and grief, as you well know. All of you have lost and gained somebody. None of us are getting out of this alive, so you better contribute and be as loving and kind as you can to everybody you can all the way to the door. And this man exemplifies that. And so I really enjoy him, and we're excited he's here tonight to bring it for you. Hey, Jeremy, how are you tonight, buddy?
Oh, it's so great to always be on the Jimmy and Matt Healing Show. My condolences to the transitioning of your mother. But like you said, I'm sure that not only will you be quoting her, but everybody that's touched by your wisdom and your ministry, they're going to be quoting her as well.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. We're so glad you're here tonight. You're probably colder than us. Supposed to be like 30-something in Florida. Oh, my gosh. You're out of the great state of Michigan, right?
That is true. But if people will listen to your sex, if they'll listen to your sex talk and on that MP3, they can realize that you can be, there's ways to heat the house up during the winter months.
There you go. I love it.
In Michigan, there are more babies conceived in the winter months than any time of the year. So that tells you why God populates the north.
That's right. That's a fact. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, tell folks the best way to get a hold of you, Jeremy, phone number, email, the Facebook page. What works for you for private readings?
For private readings, you can do all the above. My cell phone, where you can text me your name and your information, is area code 616-795-5999, 795-5999. And I'm on Facebook, Jeremy Ryden. The way you spell that last name is R-I-D-E-N, Jeremy Ryden. Or you can look me up on the website, DivineSparkMinistries.com.
Love that. We're so glad you're here. You and I always kick the ball around and laugh, and that's fun, and you always bring it, so I appreciate it. And how have you been doing? You've been doing okay? You got to come visit me next time you're in St. Pete area. Gosh.
Definitely. I'll have to definitely do that. You know, one thing about, if I could throw this in here, years and years ago, and this has to do with your mama, about people or anybody's mother or anybody that has lost anyone on the love side, to lost a loved one to the other side, even though we never lose our loved ones, they're just transition. But I remember clearly Spirit showing me one time that if you truly want to connect to a loved one, all you really got to do is from the depth of your soul call out their name. And they're no longer bound in the physical body. See, this is what's interesting, is once you pass over to the other side, you have access to every dimension and every time, because you are now part of eternity. From the past, future, everything, there's no... So this is where someone could say, you know, or, you know, call out the wisdom of maybe someone that lived 100 years ago. That person that's been gone for 100 years, their essence can come and actually speak to you, minister to you, and dream and synchronicities or anything, because now they're no longer trapped into time. And so I always encourage people, you know, let your loved ones come to you. Sometimes what happens is you don't hear from them right away, and there's this guilt, the guilt of why didn't I hear from my loved one right away? Well, a lot of times the loved ones allow you the opportunity to get through the grieving process, because you still got to live your life down here. You still have your calling down here. So there's that transition period of allowing you to grieve, and then you'll see 6 months, a year down the road, those loved ones coming in more because you're at a place where it's not as devastating. But back to you, Jimmy.
Yeah, so well said. And I do that all the time. I'm walking around in my house going, you know, I love you, Kevin, to my brother. I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom. I'm out loud. I'm ridiculous. In the car, all of it, you know. So believe me, I hear you and I believe it. And we get those essence, those sounds, those sights, those features that happen. I'll have unusual birds show up. My brother reminded me of Tom Cruise, is who he looked like. Of course, only taller minus the Scientology and the $500 million, but every time the new Tom Cruise movie comes out, we always enjoy it because it reminds me of my brother. So we're even excited to go see the new Top Gun and everything else. But I'll tell you the funny quick story you can laugh over. Years ago, I had to take my mother to the dentist. And, you know, she's coming up on dementia and Alzheimer's and everything else, almost fighting you over dressing. You can imagine taking her to the dentist, you know. So I'm driving down there just dreading picking her up for that, and I'm all but screaming in the car, and I said to my brother, Kevin, you got to help me with taking Mom to the dentist today. Dad, you got to help me with your wife, the mother of your children. You guys have got to come through today and help me do this. I can't even handle this alone. So I pick my mother up. I go to the dentist's office. We walk in. Place is packed. There's no place to sit down. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, here we go. And the little girl looked up, and she says, is that Ruth? And I said, yeah. And she said, bring her on back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Dad.
Right.
Thank you, Angel.
That's how you know, brother.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
When's the last time you went to the dentist's office, and they said, come on back?
No. That was definitely them moving on your behalf.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful, though, is you ask. That's what I love about you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
So everyone out there that's skeptical or worried or this or that,
just
ask.
Do it.
Say, hey.
Just do it anyway.
Yeah.
Just try it. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we're gonna grab some callers. I'll let you go first as always, and maybe give them a couple, 3 minutes of whatever comes through, and you know, cards or intuition or whatever you want to do, and I'll play mop up if something comes through, of course. So 914 is our first caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Maria calling from the Boston suburbs. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Maria. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad to connect with you because I did is it Reverend Debbie has a new show? I heard her show Thursday.
Yeah, she has Thursdays at noon. Yeah.
She said that your mother had made her transition, and so it's a funny thing, like, because I offer my condolences, but also it's kind of like a celebration that she's going to the next phase.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, my mother always says, life's short, eat your dessert first, and believe me, she did. And my youngest son has been sick the last couple days, and he was dehydrated and felt like he was almost hallucinate. And I said, I promise you were having a vision. It was the middle of the night while he was sleeping. And he's a musician, too. And he was playing the guitar. And he said, and Granny Ruth was dancing and singing the whole time he's playing the guitar. And this went on for a while. How funny is that, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, and I saw,
I love it.
So I saw the butterflies, too, that you posted.
Yeah. It was so funny. We have tons of butterflies here in the house, and that's my office in Tampa, Florida. I go there every week, and the girls were so funny. I walked in, they go, let us show you what we did down the hall, and it's just flooded with all these flying butterflies all the way down the hall, you know, and so it was quite cute and timely, of course.
Yeah.
How are you tonight?
Did you
have a question for Jeremy? He's really good.
I didn't really have a question. What does Jeremy do? Like,
I'll let Jeremy tell you what Jeremy does.
Hi.
Well,
hi, Jeremy.
I do quite a bit. Hi there, and thank you for calling in to remind us that death is a celebration.
Oh, I'm sorry. My kid snuck up behind me. That's why I screamed.
There you go.
Sorry.
There you go.
Okay, come on.
No, that's all right.
Upstairs? Snuggle time. It'll be snuggle time in a few minutes. I'm on the phone. Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Jimmy and let Jimmy bless you, and then you just keep listening, and thank you for calling. Jimmy, back to you.
You got it. What's up, honey? How can we help you? Is there anything that comes up?
I just wanted to know if you could help me have more focus. You and Spirit could help me have more focus in getting mundane tasks done.
We'll stand up. We'll rock some things out. Yeah.
You know, the procrastination bug around mundane.
Got it. Yeah. Stand up.
Okay.
Look around. Make sure there's no scary kids.
He was like a little cat leg with his feet.
Here we go. All right. Just own it. I'm a procrastinator. It'll pull you forward to yes.
I'm a procrastinator. Oh, my God. Yes. Forward, y'all.
So we're going to release it for you and everybody else that ever hears the sound of my voice. Resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. Have them learn all the lessons they needed to from it. Release them from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you're done. And you'll feel the wave, and then it's going to release.
Oh, okay, good.
Mm-hmm. That's going to help you, honey.
That's all right.
You're welcome. We're glad you called in, honey.
I just want to say one more thing. When I had a personal session with you, a private session, and reading in December, it was like December 2nd, and one of the things you worked on me was sleeping through the night, and that's been great. I slept through the night. All these days, only one night I got up at like 4 o'clock just because I was too warm, 4 or 5, and I was able to go back to sleep. So that alone has been
great. That's great. Well, I love hearing that, honey. Thank you so much. Yeah, we have a
thank
sleep audio MP3.
In.
Yep, thank you.
I've got a good. I might need that, but right now it's going great, and I just wanted to give the shout out so people know how.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Oh,
thank
good.
You so much, guys.
Well, thanks, honey. Yep. Have a great night. Bye for now.
Bye.
954 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? I have a clue where you're calling from. That's South Florida.
Hi, my name is B.
B?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I am fantastic. I am sorry for your loss, but also blessings.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's rough.
I feel you. Been there, you know.
Yeah,
But it's great when they start coming through Spirit, you know.
Yeah, they've been coming through. She's been coming through a lot with other people that have given me messages, so that's profoundly cool.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before you start feeling them.
Oh, yeah, I do. Believe me, I just don't say everything that comes to me. But did you have a question for Jeremy? He's really great reader.
Yeah, I would love some guidance.
Okay, about what?
Okay, well, I have various gifts, and I have some physical illnesses, but I tend to block myself some past family issues in terms of heritage and things like the Holocaust survivors, da-da-da. So I don't know if you have a message for me, or I'm not sure how Jeremy works.
Do.
So
Jeremy works in spirit. All you got to do is listen. We'll take it from there. Thank you for sharing your question about guidance. The moment that you came in, Spirit gave me the number 7. I'm a master numerologist, too, and so every number Spirit gives me tells me something about the caller. When that 7 came in, the moment your voice spoke, was saying two things. One thing is there's a lot of overthinking going on about your gifts, a lot of overthinking going on about every area of your life, which is causing stress issues, which is causing doubt, which is causing all these other things that are slowing you down. And so basically what Spirit would say to you is, where are you not listening to your intuition? Where are you not tapping in? So the intuition is probably speaking to you. You probably already know it. You've already sensed it. But the mind, which is logical, is coming up with reasons why, well, this isn't the time, or this isn't that, and waiting, kind of like that first lady that called in, and she's like, I don't want to procrastinate. So what I would say to you is get by some water. Get by out in nature, get back into some type of meditation, let the mind calm down by saying, oh, you know, all these worries, I just write it on my paper, I put it away, it's out of my mind, and now I'm going to listen to my intuition, and then immediately just begin to interact on the intuition, because you have so many gifts that can guide you, but you're just allowing some of that mind chatter to get in the way. Jimmy, I'll turn it over to you. Maybe you can help her tap into her intuition and maybe calm down a little bit of that overthinking going on in her.
Thank you. That was totally spot on. Thank you.
Yep. He's good stuff. If you narrow it down, honey, what would you like to change? What's going on? I mean, you got a plethora of things happening, but I'm just asking what, you know.
But I guess in terms of what he said, where, you know, I totally overthink and we self-sabotage and all that stuff. So if you could help me with clearing some of that stuff out, that would rock.
Yeah, self-sabotage comes to you more than anything else. Can you stand up right now?
Yep, I'm standing.
Okay. All right, so face due north. When you go by B, just say, my name is B. It should pull you forward.
My name is B.
You'll feel a little wave and a push forward.
Yep.
Excellent. If you say, my name's Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
Yep.
Yep. And it isn't even overthinking as much as you have a lot of self-sabotage, they're saying. And it isn't even overwhelm. It's self-sabotage. So I would just own that and just say, I keep self-sabotaging myself. All we're doing is looking for the file when it pulls you forward.
Yep.
And we're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it, release her from the service to it, pull her straight back when you're done. And you'll feel a wave, and then it's going to pull you back.
Wow, yeah. I definitely got pulled back.
There you go. Love it. So if we say it again, I self-sabotage myself, it'll pull you backwards to no.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely. That's wild.
Feel the difference? Yeah. So that's us taking it off a million different levels of you, honey, and it at least gives you a fighting chance for not doing that anymore, right?
Oh, thank you. This is so great. I really need that.
Love it. Yeah, you're out of South Florida?
Yeah, I'm down in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Yeah, I'm over on West Coast. One of my besties lives out of Hollywood, Hollandale area, and I'm in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, Florida. So
okay.
There
oh,
you
cool.
go.
Well,
I love it.
Whenever,
my fellow Floridian.
Whenever you come down this way, you got to let us know so we can come check you out.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. Yeah, I do phone 48 states like Jeremy and Skype around the world. So join up on our newsletter. It's jimmymackhealing.com. You'll get all kinds of things. It's all free.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
you. Thank you.
Spending time with me. Many blessings to both of you.
Thank you.
You as well. Thanks, honey.
Okay.
Very cool. Go ahead.
I really, everyone out there listening, this wonderful lady, two things I want to say. One thing is the self-sabotage is something that many of us deal with in our life. You know, and just like the first caller, procrastination is also a sign of self-sabotage. But what I've come to find out with a lot of my clients is self-sabotage is just the root is fear. There's still something that you're fearing, whether you're fearing success, whether you're fearing responsibility or fear, but a lot of times in the subconscious mind, there's still a lagging fear, and that's why we start doing these self-sabotage. So I would encourage everyone that when you realize that you keep going back to these self-defeating habits, create a journal and start journaling out everything that you're afraid of that you think may happen if you really commit to your success. You'll see that some answers will come up out of your subconscious mind, and then you'll be able to really deal with those fears head on, because they're not true. Those fears are not, they're a lie. And so, you know, they can only be dealt with is if you bring it to the light. And so that's what I love about what you did, even with some of these people. You get real specific. Every time I heard you deal with somebody, you're like, can you narrow it down? Can you give me an area? Because you're really realizing that you know, things can get messed up when you're very vague. But if you get more specific, then you have a better chance of really healing an issue. But thank you anyways for that lady being really open. And what I want to say is how she was open to receive teaching, open to receive direction. I just tell you, even the most successful people are people that are open to listening to advice from other people. So that's a great, great lady and a great call.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And you got to know when to speak and when to listen, you know, and that's huge for both of us too, for sure. And, you know, you can really figure out a lot of things by what people aren't telling you or even in the silence. And that's where everything is kind of in the in-between. So I love it. Well said. 516 is our next caller. 516. Hi, you're on live.
Hi, Jimmy. This is Anita, New York.
Hey, Anita, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Well, good. We're glad you called in, honey. I know you're colder than us. Wow.
Oh, it's cold up here. Very cold.
Did you have a question for Jeremy?
Yes. Anything about my artwork this year? What does he see happening with sales?
Okay, with sales. So real quickly, let's take I want you real quickly to take a deep breath, and then I want you to say out loud, how can I sell my art more?
How can I sell my art more?
Real quickly, give me three numbers, 1 through 9.
3, 6, 9.
3, 6, and what was the last number?
9.
9, 3, 6, 9. Now, what's very interesting about this is in numerology, the numbers 1 through 9 all fall into different categories. You being open to intuition, pick the three numbers that fall into creativity, art, and the very healing muse. That 3, 6, 9 are the three numbers in numerology that deal with creativity. So that's good. What's going on about you having to sell your artwork and get more sales going on is that number 3. It's saying you got to communicate more. You need to get out there and start talking about your work more to people, whether it be social media, Facebook, Twitter, whether it be in the neighborhood. But you need to start telling the story about your artwork. So whatever you're doing, what's the story behind it? Tell people the story. Tell them what you were feeling. Tell them what it represents. The more you can talk about with groups of people what you've done is really going to bless you. What's holding you back is the negative side of 6. That negative side is perfectionism. So it's almost in some ways holding back a little bit because we think, well, I got to have this perfect. I got to do it this way or do it that way. And so it's saying that you need a kind of that 9, which is about emotional healing and forgiveness and tapping into the divine love. You need to go ahead and find out what area of your life are you being too hard on yourself. What area of your life are you expecting too much, even though you got high standards? Maybe the standards are a little bit too high, and you need to take a breath. And so if you could be a little bit more loving to your mind, a little bit more loving to your thoughts and give yourself a break and be a little bit more encouraging to what you've already done, that's going to free you up from not feeling like you have to be perfect and allow you to talk more about your artwork. So what's going to sell things is really, really start speaking more, sharing more what you're always doing. Also, when you came in, now, do you have an aunt on your mother's side that's passed on?
Distant aunt. I mean, yeah. But
okay.
Not,
so
not,
this is not, but like, a distant aunt. So on the mother's side.
An aunt by marriage. What
Yeah, okay, gotcha. What I want you to do, because there's something about honoring. So here's how I want you to do this. What I want you to do is when we used to talk about women, they used to call them crones, right? I don't know if you ever heard that word, crone, but it was about the older women in society that were passing on their wisdom, passing on their guidance to younger women. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to either find a picture of that distant aunt that passed on or some lady that you respect, you know, some lady that you really respect that did a lot in the artwork. So that could even be find a picture of the artist that's a female that you like that is passed on. And what I want you to do is get a picture and put that picture in somewhere where you do your daily prayers or you do your artwork. And in everyone's, what you want to do is you want to pay homage. You want to pay respect for these women that have done art and opened the groundwork for women to be seen in the field. And that paying respect is really going to open up the energy for you to tap more into your work. So I'm going to turn her back over to you, Jimmy, and allow you to do what you do best.
Sure. So here's the thing also on that. Many artists, including yourself, will have a hard time parting with what they've created. That tests strong for you, too. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's huge for you personally. And so you really got to kind of step back from all that and allow these things to be sold and recreated and whatever your medium is. They're not showing me. It doesn't really matter. But if you want to stand up a second, we'll release that off of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to make it for you, every artist, every writer, poet, musician, anyone, healer even, that's in the art field, that it's safe and comfortable with them to sell products and services and release their own creations. So as you're standing there right now, it's going to pull you forward for a yes, and this is the fear of letting go, hard to release products and services will pull you forward. And we're looking for that file where that is. You're there now.
Yeah.
And we're going to release all that. Yeah, it's going to resolve, disentangle, uncollapse its waves and fields. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it. Release her from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you're done.
Okay. We're back.
Excellent. Yeah, and that'll also give you a much, you know, much more of a leg up on that as well. My house has got a ton of artwork in it, so I get it. And a lot of it is nature artwork, too. Okay. So, makes sense, but I'm there
great
with you. Yeah. So get out there, like you said, and, stir it up, okay?
I do. I have a couple of pieces in the gallery right now, 4 pieces, and I'm going to have a show in March.
Oh,
congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Keep us posted. We'll help you any way we can, okay?
Thank you. Thank you both.
You bet. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Hey, our next caller's got a headset icon, and it's Sadia. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Jimmy?
Oh, good. We're glad you're listening to the show, honey. How are you doing?
Fine. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello, sweetheart.
I've called into the program first time, and I have two really important dates coming up, appointments. One is for immigration, and one is for my son's school. They've called me for next week, and I just want some. I want it to go smoothly. I have this weird fear of my son being taken away from me through children's services. I don't know why, ever since he was born, I've had this, fear.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your honesty. You know, I think the first step is to say, you know, I have some fear in the situation. We're living in fearful times, and not that we have to be full of fear, but when the world is unsure of a lot of things, as we are in politics and we are in international conflict, fear on the planet's high. So people can start feeling fear even if it doesn't belong to them. And what I picked up when you called in is almost a broken heart. So I know there's a fear there, but it's almost like, I don't know if you haven't totally recuperated from a hurt that someone may have done to you. Yeah. And so what's going on is when our heart is broken, you know, it can bring in all kinds of despair. It can bring in all kinds of worry and fear. But here's the good thing, you know, from the Christian perspective, and it could be Hinduist perspective or any perspective, but there is a sacred scripture that goes, when your heart is broken, that is when I am near. That's when spirit is near.
That is so
and
beautiful.
So what we want to do is we just really want your heart to heal. So that comes through forgiveness and realizing that a pattern of betrayal and a pattern of misuse is being broken, meaning these things are not going to continue to happen in your life. And we're going to have Jimmy work on the fear and just kind of lift that out. And I feel in spirit everything's going to be okay. I feel like it's going to definitely be okay. Yes, I do. And I do. I wouldn't say it if I didn't feel it. And so I really believe you're going to be okay. So we're going to turn you over to Jimmy, and Jimmy's going to definitely deal with the broken heart, definitely deal with fear and anything else you know that he does. He's excellent in working with these energies in our body.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
You want to stand up, honey? Can you stand up, face due north?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so if you just say, my name is Sadia, it'll pull you forward for a yes.
My name is Sadia. Yeah.
Excellent. And if you say, my name's Nemo the Fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
My name is Nemo the Fish. Yeah.
Excellent. And so this doesn't even test that much as fear, anger, resentment. It's more about upsets, and it's more about, they're saying, apprehension. So you're kind of walking around on eggshells, is the old saying. And you're waiting for the next, you know, the other shoe to drop, and you're kind of looking around the corner. And it's even stronger than apprehension. It feels like they're reminding me it is really kind of being in the middle of the SWAT team and going room to room. It's called hypervigilance. So you're almost like not sleeping at night is what they're saying, and I just see you kind of looking around every corner. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Spot on.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, it's almost overwhelmingly too much. So we're going to find the file where you have hypervigilance, and I'm looking for it right now. It's going to pull you forward when it comes in. We find it.
Yeah, I'm going forward.
There you go. Yeah, and I'm going to release all that, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now, have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it, release her from the service to it, pull her straight back when you're done.
Oh, I'm back to straight normal.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. It's going to pull all that out, and that's going to give you a higher probability that, you know, things are going to be okay. So they're reminding me of the Bob Marley song. It's one of my favorite songs, and everybody always thinks the name of the song is Every Little Thing's Going to Be All Right.
But the name of the song,
that's what they're showing me, but the real name of the song is called Three Little Birds, okay? So You need to listen to that song. You can go on YouTube for free. And just type in Bob Marley, Three Little Birds.
Oh.
And it's him saying mainly that everything's going to be okay. And he talks about three little birds are pitched by my doorstep. And he means sitting there. And that's really Father, Son, Holy Spirit to him. But it's whoever you want it to be. It's just spirit at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Make
absolutely.
Sense? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Thank you so much. Me.
You're
you
welcome.
So much
yeah, thanks for calling in tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry for your mom, and it's a grief that is always, I don't know, nobody can take their space. I lost my father last year, so I know what parents are. And
yep.
I think she's a beautiful divine being that she gave birth to such a person, beautiful soul like you.
Yeah. Giving, oh, you're sweet. Thank you. Thank you.
Whole community and society.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate it, honey. And she's definitely helping out, believe me. So it's all good. And thank you for calling in tonight, you know, and, and reach out anytime. You can go to jimmymackhealing.com, sign up for our little newsletter. It's all free.
Yeah.
And the newsletter tomorrow will have a it'll have a replay of this show, too, and all of Jeremy's information as well, okay?
Okay. Jeremy, it was lovely speaking to you. God bless you.
It was. Thank you. You have a happy new year.
You too. You too.
Bye for now. 404 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello. 404. You're on live.
I need you to work with me, please. So stay with me,
please. I always laugh when that happens. Jeremy, we had somebody a week or two ago, Reverend Tiffany, I laugh over it, and they were literally snoring on the line. So I thought, man, I'm tearing it up if they're falling asleep, right?
Oh,
we at least heard a cat meowing on that. We love kitty cats, so that makes me laugh. 314, Georgia is next. Hi, 314, you're on live.
How are you, Jimmy?
Good. How are you?
I have a funny story to tell you.
Oh, tell me a funny story. I want to hear that.
Remember last week when I called? You know, when you...
Well, now you're just being funny. I don't... it's all a blur, I promise.
Okay. Okay. Well, you cleared me because I was like, where'd my luck go? Because every Tuesday I play in a slot tournament, okay? So you cleared me. And after the call, I went back in, and I played. I walked away from first place. I did first place, Jimmy.
And oh, wow.
First place is $750, but it's casino cash. You have 24
casino
hours.
Casino cash. All right.
You have 24
there you
hours
go
to play it. Okay? You cannot cash it out. You have to play it. You can cash it out as you win. But you can't just turn it into money just like that. You got to play, okay? So I'm all excited. I come home and everything, you know, and I'm like, oh, tomorrow I'm going to hit. I'm going to hit. I had all in my head. I'm even going to have to ask security to walk me out because I'm going to have so many hundreds of dollars in bills, and I'm going to send Jimmy 10%, blah, 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 right? I go and play the next day. You know, I was lucky to walk out of there with $100.
Well,
make sure you send Jimmy his $10.
Yeah, I mean my 10% tithing. I had an email, y'all really laugh, and the woman says the only audio MP3 I listen to is one of your money MP3s, and I never listen to anybody else's work. And I had a lottery and I won $8,000, and I said, well, I hope you tithed. And she said, I did. I'm thinking, to who? It's like the Baptist Church or the Pope? I didn't get any. I would have remembered $800 coming through from somebody I don't know, right? So here's the kicker in all that is, you notice how we worked on you and cleared you that night. You went in all hot and tore it up, right? So to go back the next day, it's entirely possible some of that could have cooled down, too. But once people learn how to fish and to... Yeah, once they learn how to fish and do what I do, it makes a big difference, you know, and how to do it.
I was working on all of that. I was clearing myself, you know, because I play all your MP3s on loop almost 24 hours,
good.
7 days a week.
Oh, and you're too cute. That's sweet.
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
I believe it, you know, and I just... He's one of the people that I've really resonated with. And I just play those round and round and round. And that day before I went, you know, I did all kinds of work on just clearing myself and being in a good space and seeing myself winning and all this stuff. And then that happened. I was so upset.
Well, you got to let some of that go. That's funny. I think that's kind of spirit, too. I'll tell you my quick lottery story. I bought two tickets They were, gosh, at the time, I guess, Florida Lottery, they were a dollar each on each line. There were six numbers on each line. I got two plays on one ticket, so a total of 12 numbers. And the first line, I won the first three numbers of the lottery. The second line, the last three numbers in a row, were part of the grand prize. So it was a $9 million pot, and I won $9. So, you know, if you think spirit doesn't have a sense of humor, right?
Oh, I know, I know.
Isn't that funny?
I'm going back to play again tonight because, of course, it's Tuesday.
Oh, good.
Well, we hope you win.
Well, there you go. We hope you win for sure.
Heck
I'm
yeah.
picking up for you, sweetheart. If you listen for a second, I'm picking up for you that March is actually going to be a very lucky month for you, and that if there's any trips planned or a trip comes suddenly up, go ahead and take those trips in March because they're going to pay off.
Ah, nice. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yep. All right, back to you, Jimmy.
Love it. Love it. Well, keep us posted. Those are great stories. Gosh.
Well, do you see anything to clear, Jimmy? I mean...
It's endless. You know, Utah's pretty good for good luck right now. Bad luck switch is turned off as yes. Good fortune's hot on for you right now. It's endless on that, too. So keep in mind whatever games people are playing, whether it's cards or slots or whatever, I'd be clearing the machines. I'd be clearing the dealer. I'd be clearing the cards. It's just so endless, you know. And so you gotta kind of think of it more as play. Make of it more as play.
I got that fish going all the time.
Good.
And also, I'm going to give you a heads up, sweetheart. Find a slot machine that does something like either penguins, anything with like winter, like Eskimos, anything North Arctic. I don't even know if they have those at all. But you want to get something that shows more. And I know fishing's good for luck. But for you in the slots, you want to look more towards winter cold, that north, kind of like a northern pole, I don't know, Santa Claus or whatever, but you'll see it when spirit shows it to you.
Okay. I just have one
very cool
question, Jimmy.
Do
you muscle test, like when you do all the muscle testing and stuff, are you muscle testing, like if you ask spirit a question, then do you muscle test whether you're getting a yes or a no? Or is that not quite?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really bother with that anymore, honey, because they, you know, my little girlfriend says, yeah, but you cheat. They tell you everything. So
right.
I pretty much get the whispers in the ear. And so it's either positive or negative, yes or no. But folks can use their fingers. They could use a pendulum once it's dialed in. They could stand sway test. You got to get clear yes, unclear no running forward.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah, once you get, but you even still got to clear yourself to yes, unclear no, and then running forward, and then you can check it out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
what you do.
I stay out of the question. I make statements. I don't ever ask questions. I just make statements. And spirit will see those statements as a yes or a no, positive, negative, you know, strength or weakness. So keep that in mind. You definitely can do that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling in tonight. Gosh, keep us posted.
Once again,
yeah.
I don't know if you got any of my messages, but I'm really sorry about your mom, but at the same time, celebrating her life.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, honey. Have a great night. And good luck
to
you.
Thank you.
Let us know how you do. Yeah, that's awesome.
I will.
Love it. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I love that.
Don't forget your 10%.
That's right. That's right. I've dealt with professional gamblers, too. It's funny, and worked on them, so it's a funny, funny world. 727 is our next caller. Hi, what's your name? We have a clue where you're calling from. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm having the best day of my life, Jimmy Mac. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. I like hearing that.
Well, this is Kathy Mermaid, so good to
have
you.
Happy to hear your voice, honey. Yeah, you doing okay?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, the same saga continues in my life with this career situation. Get hired, and then 2 weeks later, they can't pay me. They don't want to pay me. It's I don't understand. So that's my question.
Well, we'll see what Jeremy has to offer, honey. Yeah.
Yes. you. Thank you.
Well, so what I'm going to recommend is wherever your house is or wherever you're living at, I want you to do a real thorough cleaning of everything. I want you just to clean, get that pine saw, clean everything out. I want you to get a shampoo like tea tree oil and just put that in your hair when you're getting it where your scalp actually feels the tingling. And all you want to do is just begin to say, you know what, all this negative energy that's surrounding me, you're no longer welcome. Nothing but positive energy is flowing into me. It's possible to pick up negative energy. I mean, it's very possible for somebody that's negative that has come into your home, or somebody that, you know, fights depression or whatever, come into your home, and that energy leaves an imprint. And so we don't have to be fearful of any, like, spirits or nothing, but we do want to have our home definitely energized. We want our mind to be definitely energized. We also want to look towards emotional healing. I'm seeing the number 9 around you. So instead of listening to music that is very depressing, start throwing in, you know, music that's upbeat, that's lifting, maybe even some Indian tribal music that, you know, just brings your heart into just a very peaceful place. I'm feeling the 9 connected to the 8. So what this tells me in numerology is that if we can get more peace in your heart and mind, it's directly going to increase your profit. It's going to definitely increase your business. 8's about making money. 8's about taking leadership and promotion. So I would assume before March that there is a promotion, maybe even February, a promotion, more money coming in, all this stuff. But right now we just got to work more on emotional healing. Just really getting peace into your heart, even though everything else right now is kind of chaotic. And don't buy into the lie that the next job I'm going to get, I'm going to lose it too, and this job I'm going to have, and something's following me. Nope, we're just going to clear that all out through a nice little cleansing in the home, cleansing in our thoughts, and then do things that bring your heart peace, your affirmations, your faith, your prayers. And as your heart grows in peace, you're going to start seeing that prosperity on the outside. It's going to start flowing here, as I say, February, definitely by March. To you, Jimmy.
Awesome. Yeah, that's helpful. Got to wash all that stuff right out of your hair, girl. Gosh.
Well, I do have tea tree oil, and it's interesting because I did move recently, and in October, and it's just been a nightmare since I moved here. There was leaking. I actually had to completely move out of the condo for a week at Christmas because of the floor had to be completely replaced.
Wow.
And the air conditioning people they put in a $10,000 air conditioning system, brand new, and they've had to replace pumps 3 times. And they actually said they thought it was a spirit. It sounded like a turkey gobbler.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's why no. I was saying you want to clean that house, smudge it real good. I'll turn back to Jimmy, but there is, so when you see water flooding into the house, right? And so a lot of times that means there's a Neptune energy in the house. Neptune is the planet either of idealism or confusion. And so especially when we see all the waters. And so what's going on is we want to just, like you said, clean that house out and begin to speak affirmations and be very clear. No confusion in this house. I live here now. This is a house of peace. This is a house of joy. This is a house of love. And very clear about, I'm going to have a job doing what I like, and you list what you like. And so the more that you can bring clarity into that home about what your values are, the more the confusion is going to leave that place and things are going to clear up. But anyways, thank you for confirming everything. Back to you, Jim.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm just releasing, even as he says that, the confusion surrounding you and the house as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm also clearing up, of course, clear to yes, unclear no, and running forward both you and the home. I also work on the air coming through the home. And coincidentally, you mentioned the AC, so it's even more funny. And even the ground that, you know, the building's on, that kind of thing. So we did that while Jeremy was speaking with you. So we certainly have higher hopes that things can and will improve for you, honey.
Should I stand up? Do you want to knock it out?
Oh, no, I did it while he was doing that. Absolutely. Okay. We went 100 miles an hour. It's all good. But
well,
you're
I
good.
Had to move at the other apartment as well. Mm-hmm. I moved in there, and I had leaking from the roof, and it was continual. I had to move a second time while I lived there for a year. It's completely moved to another apartment there. I moved back into the same one here, and there was leaking from the refrigerator. So it's really been interesting. People are like, what's up with this? It's like you got a cloud. And I'm saying, wow.
Right. Well, he had mentioned, Neptune is either idealism or confusion. So I was releasing the confusion the whole time. That's really how it shows up. So we'll see what happens now, honey, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Thank you, Jimmy Mac. I see you.
Oh,
okay,
you bet.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you, honey.
Good night.
Talk soon.
Bye
for now.
Bye. Bye.
Awesome. 561's our next caller. Hi, what's your name? That's Palm Beach number.
Hi there. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Hi. It's Jolie over here.
Hey, Jolie. Yeah, you have a question for Jeremy?
Yeah, and condolences on your mom and everything.
Oh, thank you, honey. You're sweet. Yeah, I saw Lou in the locker room at LA Fitness, and he said, well, we're all going to die, Jimmy. It's like the surrealist. I love it. We're all heading there.
He's right, but you know what I always think about, Jimmy, that you always say on the radio about your mom, that she always had these funny sayings, and the one that always comes to mind is Caddy Wampus. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Caddy Wampus.
Caddy Wampus. I do have a question for Jeremy. Now, my thing is, I got thinking when I was listening about the lottery. So I'm wondering, what do you feel? Do you feel, am I lucky? Am I going to hit the lotto? Am I going to get really lucky with the money?
Well, okay. So when you called in, and I just love listening you talk to Jimmy, this and that, but I was picking up on the energy of Santa Claus. And I know this sounds crazy, but when we look at Santa Claus, what is Santa Claus? He's the symbol of old jolly Saint Nick. And so when we say jolly, we say joy, joyful, happiness, laughter, just really childlike faith, just belief. And so, the more that you can believe in childlike faith that the universe is, wanting to give you gifts. It's wanting to bring you things, for good behavior. So, I would say to you that if you want your money to go up, I'm feeling in the spirit, take your ministry of bringing joy to other people. Take your ministry of being able to talk to people and lift their spirits and just really focus on trying to get laughter all around you, get happiness, just really taking in that, that optimistic view and, just really become like jolly old Saint Nick. So I want you to focus for the next 2 to 3 months on the word joy, jubilation, jolly, and just look at all that stuff. And what kind of spirit does that feel? What brings joy to my spirit? What's a jolly person like? What's their outlook? And just begin to find reasons to laugh and just relax, and you'll find out that that's going to have a positive effect also on the other areas of finances. I'm going to turn a Miss Santa Claus here over to you, Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah, I love that,
That was great.
It's really unusual. It's almost like the less focus you have on it, more soft focus, the higher probability that can happen. Did you hear my story about lottery earlier in the evening in the show?
Yeah. That's what got me excited
really
about asking that question.
Yeah, I won $9 instead of $9 million, but you get the idea. In case you wondered if Spirit has a sense of humor, they do. So, that's kind of funny. So instead of saying, hey, am I going to win the big one or the big lottery or the big numbers, it's like, see how much you can give away, see how much you can contribute to others, and almost be a Santa Claus, giving it all away in a loving and kind way, whenever it's convenient and safe and, boundary-led for you. And I think in so doing that, that's how you're going to come about it, almost in reverse. So instead of pursuing anything. I'm just having some soft focus on it. Does that help?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Because, yeah. You know, I am finding dimes and pennies. And you know, I guess that's a sign from the universe.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And every time you pick up a penny or a dime, just pick it up, smile, and say, "Oh, I can't wait to see what's next." Pick it up. "Oh, I can't wait to see what's next." That's what you say, because you're challenging the universe to keep the surprise going. And also, I'm going to say for you, as I said for the other lady, March is a good month for money for you. So, you know, if you're going to try to do loud or whatever things, save that money and look more for opportunities coming in March.
Awesome.
Love
it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for listening, honey, and thanks for calling in tonight. Gosh, keep us posted.
Okay. God bless you both.
You as well. Okay, honey. Bye for now. Oh, my gosh, Jeremy, it always flies by, doesn't it?
It does. It does, man. It really, really does.
I love it.
It doesn't surprise me with all these people asking about money right now, because in Vedic astrology, Saturn's moving into Capricorn in a couple days, and Capricorn is all about money and business and success. So we got that kind of energy going on. And then I'm going to start doing like you. I think I'm just going to start asking people to give 10%. Because this last year, I worked with about 3 clients that have made over $3 million. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
If I did that 10% policy, I'd have been setting off right pretty good.
That's right. That's right. I love it.
We love spirit.
The least they should do.
It's all good.
Yeah, they should peel some off for you, no doubt about it. So that's funny.
But that's awesome. I love you, Jim. Thank you for
letting me deal. I love you too, brother. Stay in touch. Hey, let folks know. I'm going to certainly send them to my website. It's jimmymackhealing.com. And they sign up for the newsletter. They're going to get a link also on the replay of this show and all your contact information, Facebook and whatnot. But tell folks the best way to get a hold of you, buddy.
You can text me at 616-795-5999. My name is Jeremy Ryden. That last name is spelled R-I-D-E-N. Look me up on Facebook. Look me on Twitter. It's my name. Or you can go to DivineSparkMinistries.com. And once again, I'm wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful 2020, new decade, happy year. God bless. Thank you, Jimmy.
Love it. Thank you, friend. Always a pleasure. Folks, that's our show for tonight. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be here again next Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll take all the callers we can and help all the folks we can. Want to wish everybody the rest of your life will be the best of your life. And remember to make progress every single day. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
Don't want the fun to end? Grab more refreshments, then head over to Goldilocks Productions' YouTube channel.
With over 950 archive shows, the fun doesn't have to end.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.